Wife of the Inspector General of Police, Mrs. Janet Alhassan, who for an equally special reason could not make it to the program, was ably represented by wife of Deputy IGP, Mrs. Charity Kudalo. Given an overview of the association, she said POWA has been in existence since 1987, from where it has grown over the years into a strong and vibrant one. Mrs. Kudalo said the association has the potential and capacity to seek the welfare of its members, their husbands, and the entire police service. She noted that contrary to perceptions that the association encourages gossiping and backbiting among its members, it rather focuses on capacity building. Mrs. Kudalo mentioned that skilled members in small-scale and income-generating activities share their expertise with others. She noted that currently most members are engaged in soap, tie and dye, bead and cosmetic making, which fresh them income to support the family budget and also prevent idleness and its attendance problems. She said the women are also schooled to join forums and monthly prayer sessions on the need to promote peace, which is a prerequisite for development and national cohesion. She said, as wives of people mandated to ensure peace at all times, it is paramount that they give their husbands sound mind to go about their duties. She also advised the women to prioritize health issues and spend time reading and watching health-related programs, and also ensure that the barracks is clean at all times. She therefore encouraged policemen to permit their wives to join the association to foster peace and unity among police wives and women at barracks. Inducting the regional executives into office, Mrs. Kudalo again urged the women to ensure peace and unity, which is a POWA's hallmark. Western Regional President Mrs. Monica Crisimensa pledged on behalf of other executive members to be guided by the rules and regulations of the association.